throw those pants on backwards, and let's go on back to the 90s. I'm your totally crossed out host, Darian. After the break, we'll return to Thursday, May 7th, 1992.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It was Thursday, May 7th, 1992, a tragic day in Canadian history. Three employees at a McDonald's restaurant in Sydney, Nova Scotia, were brutally murdered, and a fourth permanently disabled after a botched robbery. It was the first fast food murder in Canadian history. Those of us in the USA were totally crossed out and didn't know the difference. Teen sensation Criss Cross was at the top of the heap with their number one single, Jump. Rest in peace, Mac Daddy Chris Smith. On the country scene, Aaron Tippin still wasn't tripping with his number one country hit, There Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio. Amen to that. And still at number one at the top of the box office, The Lady in the Famous White Dress.
There's no smoking in this building, Miss Trammell.
What are you gonna do? Charge me with smoking?
Sharon Stone and Basic Instinct. That's it for me, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna make sure they charge her with smoking. Catch me tomorrow on another 90s flashback.